Welcome to the Healing Soul Podcast, Empowering Wellness and Oneness. I'm Mary Beth Rombach Nelson, a published author on Amazon Books, Reiki Master, Gifted Intuitive, Yoga Teacher, and Spiritual Teacher. And today I want you to remember that you are a soul living a story this time around. So always stay connected to your heart. And today we're going to talk about heart-brain coherence and the harmony between your heart and your brain and your intuition. And I wrote a book about this in 2021 entitled Intuitive Heart. And it's feeling in your heart the intuition and the guidance for your life. And today we're going to be talking about a podcast that had popped up just after I wrote the book that I didn't even know that they were doing research on heart and brain coherence. I just knew that I followed the guidance in my heart, and I always channel Archangel Gabriel when I write, and this book, Intuitive Heart, flowed through me in a six-week period. I continuously wrote for 6 to 8 hours a day until it was done, and I was completely guided by my heart, opening my heart and allowing messages to come through, and then being guided in my writing through Archangel Gabriel. So like I said, it was 2021 when I wrote the book Intuitive Heart. And it's about the feelings and your intuition that come through your heart to guide you in your life. And if you're interested, it's on Amazon Books. And before I published it, I had just written it, Intuitive Heart, and I was talking to an old friend, a mentor. She's in her 80s now, and I was telling her the concept of the book, and she's like, I really don't get the concept, and I think you're on the wrong track. Well, I had just poured my heart and soul into my book, Intuitive Heart, for the last 6 weeks of like 6 to 8 hours a day, channeling and writing through Archangel Gabriel and rewriting things and tweaking it. And this was my mentor, so it really crushed me. And I shook it off. I said goodbye and ended the phone call and was feeling a little down, of course, because I had just put all this work and my heart and soul into this book. So I went upstairs to cook dinner, and I set my phone on the counter, and I do have a YouTube app on my phone, and a YouTube started playing, and I didn't consciously click it, so it was almost like spirit, or maybe my angels started the podcast, or actually it was on YouTube, but it was Greg Braden, who I had never heard of at this point, and he was talking about heart math in this YouTube. And the connection to your heart and brain coherence, to your intuition, that your heart actually has receptors in it that tell your brain what to do. And I totally felt better, and I thought, I am on the right track. I didn't even know Greg Braden existed. I had never heard of him. I had never heard of heart math. And it was the same messaging that I had received in my downloads of the infused knowledge in my book, Intuitive Heart. So I would love to have Greg Braden on the podcast in the future. I'm definitely going to reach out to him, and hopefully he'll join us for a podcast and talk further about this. I believe it was in 1991 that they started researching the neural networks between the heart and the brain and the coherence in the flow of feelings and how it affects your brain. And it's just fascinating work. And it goes back to ancient spiritual traditions, the great secrets taught in Peru and North America and other countries of ancient teachings of focusing in your heart, and that the human heart is formed first. And think of it, your heart beats and sends out a vibration to the universe. Before you're even born, you are sending out electrical signals to the universe. And it's just amazing to think about. You think about the perfect synchronicity that I had to hear right when I was feeling down. I was doubting myself. I was ready to publish this book I had worked so hard on. And then that YouTube of Greg Braden popped up on heart math, and it just confirmed that I am on the right path, and it was spirit reconfirming that I was going to help people and open their intuition and to teach them to open their heart, mind, and soul to receive messages, and that every single person has intuition. And like I said, I always ask Archangel Gabriel for help in my writing. And then I sit down at the computer and I just, whatever comes through, I will type it into the computer and then I edit later. And Archangel Gabriel for me is a messenger that gives me infused knowledge, things I write about I don't even know about sometimes, like the heart math and the heart brain coherence that just came to me in infused knowledge through Gabriel. And Gabriel is said to help people communicate more clearly, to have meaning in their words. And I just love Gabriel for writing. And if you have a speaking event, ask Archangel Gabriel to step in to help you in every way, to help you to have clear communication and to really touch people's hearts when you talk through your stories and through your messages. I know Gabriel has never let me down, and I will always continue to call on Archangel Gabriel. But going back to my book, Intuitive Heart, I was really guided to teach people how to open their heart and increase their intuition. So for me, it was connecting to your feelings in your heart, sitting in your heart, asking yourself, how do I feel in my heart right now? And then opening and allowing those feelings to be transfused into intuitive messages that you receive in your heart, mind, and body. And we're going to do a heart opening meditation in a few minutes. And I really hope you feel it in your heart. We're going to sit in the heart. But I bet every single person listening can use some guidance in your life right now and gain some wisdom from the messages and feelings in your heart. And I know I sure can. Life has been crazy and there's so much going on. And if you think about your heartbeat and going back to, we're all resonating a vibration and we're connecting our heart to the universal heart, the universal wisdom that we can tap into. And I just did a talk about holding hope in your heart in Michigan. And I want you to think of the earth's resonance coming up through your feet, going through your body, and then connecting through your crown chakra to this universal heart wisdom, and then connecting your heart and imagining your heart glowing and growing and expanding to reach the universal heart that's always available for you to connect to. So studying the effects of harmonics, solfeggios, the earth's vibration, it's amazing stuff. And I've talked about solfeggios many times. You can find them on YouTube. They're different healing tones that you can listen to. And I use them in my Reiki healing. I did the different solfeggio frequencies with the tuning forks. It really heals your body, your mind, in your soul. And if you're going through a hard time, definitely look up the solfeggios on YouTube and click on the ones that have 2 million listens, and you'll really feel it. You can play it while you're doing dishes or working on other things. But just knowing the Earth's magnetic field connects to our biological magnetic field that we emit. Our heart emits, our bodies emit, that energy that people feel when you walk into a room. And here's the definition of coherence: the quality of forming a unified whole. And think about that. We are one part of the whole. We're whole into ourselves, and we are part of the universal heart, just like our heart connects to the universal heart. In our body, in our mind, in our soul, in the thoughts that we have, the energy that we send out. The universe feels us. And then that infinity loop comes back to us, gives us what we need, and then we send out more messages of what we'd like to have in our path and in our lives for those perfect synchronicities to happen. So each and every single one of you listening has a global effect in your energy field that you're sending out through your thoughts, your actions on a daily basis. And how amazing is that? Being part of this collective human consciousness, we affect the globe, the universe, everything. And if we really set heart-centered intentions every day for the positive, sending out kind words, being accepting of others, and realizing that we are all part of this whole, and start being kind and respectful, no matter what others' opinions are, just send them kindness and love. We are all part of this whole. So the heart-brain coherence in heart math is a science-based technique that uses breathing exercises to improve emotional well-being, to reduce stress. And look up heart math, and I think it's heartmath.org, I believe. And they've got classes and just all kinds of information on this. And like I said, I originally saw a Greg Braden YouTube video that popped up on my phone when I was feeling discouraged. So to increase your coherence, you have harmony in the mind and the body and the emotions. And like I said, they use breathing techniques to align your physical, your mental, and your emotional in a connection to harmonize and to feel your heart and brain connection. And it has so many different benefits of relieving stress, improved health, opening up to your spirituality. And they've based their evidence on physics. They've done research in electromagnetics, cardio and respiratory activity, and so much more, using sensors and technology to actually measure and prove that heart math is a real thing. And like I said, heart math can influence your emotions, your perceptions, and your intuition. And that was my concept more than anything, is when I got the infused knowledge writing my book, Intuitive Heart, I felt the feelings in our heart guide us in our intuition more than our third eye. So following those feelings in your heart about a decision in your life, ask yourself, how do I feel about making this decision? And then sit in your heart and what your feelings tell you, and be guided in your life through that intuitive message of your emotions and your feelings and how you feel in your heart. And heart math technology creates an inner balance and a coherence. And like I said, it's science-based. So there's so much that they can prove now. It's not just a theory. And the science of interconnectedness and the idea of the magnetic field and global coherence is so, so very interesting. And I'm a yoga teacher too. And in my yoga classes, I teach breath work. And breath work just really calms your system down. It lets go of stress, but it opens your allowing and surrendering to messages too. And it really, breath work can be a path to opening your intuitive heart, to get messages, and also connecting your heart to the universal heart and higher consciousness through your breath. And you can imagine yourself expanding. So now is the perfect time. We're going to go into our meditation. So obviously, if you're driving, I know you can't participate, but if you're at home, kick your shoes off, put your bare feet on the ground, sink your hips into your chair or your couch, get comfy. And like always, we're going to shut our eyes. We're going to take three deep breaths. We're going to pause and exhale loudly, and we're going to breathe in peace and let go of stress. Here's our first inhale. Ah. Now feel your feet on the ground. Release all your stress into Mother Earth. And I want you to put your left hand on your heart now. I want you to really shut your eyes and imagine your heart beating, what it looks like, what it feels like, and what it sounds like. Now imagine your whole spirit sitting in your heart space now. As you sit in your heart, you see your heart beating. You feel unconditional love wash over you now. You sit in your heart, and I want you to ask yourself, how do I feel? And we're going to sit in that for a moment. What is your heart guiding you to do? See waves of white light, of pink, of green, filling your heart, shining brighter, 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 overflowing love. It encompasses your whole auric field. You feel these beaming white and green and pink light expanding, expanding, expanding from your heart. Oh, you feel completely at peace. You feel blissful. And you know you can tap into your intuitive heart. You feel the wisdom in your heart now. In every moment of your life that you need guidance, I want you to imagine sitting in your heart and beaming the white and green and pink light out of your heart and sitting in unconditional connectedness and wholeness with your heart to universal heart and wisdom. Ask for guidance now. If you have a specific question, ask your heart how you feel about it, mind, body, and spirit now. Follow your heart's guidance. Your heart is always open and allowing to receiving messages and intuition, just as much as your third eye, and definitely more than your ego and your brain. So you can ask yourself in every situation to be guided by your heart. You can learn how to feel first, think second, and let go of self-doubt always. Be nudged by those inklings in your heart. Feel what is best for you in your life. And you can sit in this heart space of wisdom and soul knowingness. You can do this every day you wake up. Your heart is open now. Love is beaming out of you, and everyone around you will feel it. You're now guided by your heart and your intuition for your soul's path. Know you are a vibrant, radiant, and loving soul. That's who you really are. You can now connect to your universal heart energy. Sit in it just for a moment longer. Send out love to the universal heart, and you receive unconditional, energetic, unconditional love in exchange back, like an infinity loop. Know you can always connect to this beautiful wisdom of your heart, pure wisdom of the universal heart. You are whole right now. Always feel connected. Always sit in your heart and feel your intuition. Be guided by your intuitive heart. And when you're ready, wiggle your toes and your fingers and open your eyes. And I hope you really, really felt that. And keep practicing to feel the guidance in your heart. And as you go about your day, journal what comes to you. Ask yourself, how does my heart feel? And then before you make a big decision, ask yourself, how do I feel? Sit in your heart. Ask for guidance. Ask your angels and archangels to guide you. Ask your spirit guides to help you. And then follow the guidance. And remember, meditation, you can do every day for a few minutes. You can use guided meditation, or you can make up a meditation for yourself or a mantra for yourself. Or just simply connect to nature every day. Take a walk or go on the weekends to the woods. Do yoga when you can, but stay connected to the resonance of Mother Earth and vibing with her and vibing and connecting through your heart to higher consciousness. It will really help you in your life. And we all need that help. And I sure know I do. And I always pick an Intuitive Heart Oracle card. And today's card is Intuitive Heart. Open your heart and envision a white light filling your heart with so much love that the light is shooting out of your body like heaven's love in your heart now. Feel your intuition guiding you from your feelings in your divine intuitive heart. Knowingness, love, intuition, and guidance over your life nudges you in the right direction now. Inklings can be felt in your heart. Intuitive heart. And I want you to know that the reason I'm doing this podcast is to give you hope. So many people are depressed and stressed, and I want you to know that I'm here for you, and there's always hope. Hold hope in your heart. Today and tomorrow can be a better day. And consider me a friend. And know that I'm not a counselor, I'm not a doctor. I'm just trying to encourage you and to help you and to give you hope. So if you're feeling down or depressed, seek a doctor or professional therapist. It shows strength to reach out for help. And if you'd like to be a guest on my podcast or have me be a guest on yours, or just have a question or would like a reading, email me at mbnelson09@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, marybeth333.com, to see what's happening with me and where I'm going to be. I'm going to start doing events more regularly. And if you would like to learn more about my book, Intuitive Heart, it's on Amazon, and I would love you to check that out. And I really want you to know that I appreciate you listening today. And I thank you for taking the time to spend with me. And if you like today's podcast, hit the follow button and share or leave me a kind word so I can reach more people and hopefully bring hope for them to have a better day today. And I really want, it's been so stressful with all the election crap. No matter what side you're on, I don't really care. I'm an independent. And I always have been. But I really want God to unite us in kindness and respect and love, no matter what side or middle we're on. And I want you to know God loves you, and so do I. The healing soul, empowering wellness and oneness.